They must make it inside. Green tighter, tighter and got pressure. Hated the day, both of the land. The wet gather one stations, but rash for nothing. She will work green.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall.
Oh,
good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the mighty, mighty, mighty Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty. We're going to go left to right. Pickles, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, listeners. Fantastic to be here. There is a lot going on, to say the least, but we'll leave that cat in the bag for another day. Yeah, going well, mate. Always a pleasure to be here with you boys.
Lovely. Cat or a lion in the bag, but anyway. We won't go there, but yeah, anyway, we'll talk about that next time.
Or a whale.
Talk about that next time. Oh, whale. God love you. All right, and Wazalish, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, mate. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, the beard's looking good.
I had a trim. Well, we had school photos the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, actually.
We all had to trim up and look sharp.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Not much I can do about the rest of the face, but the beard looked good.
Yeah, it did, mate. Yeah, no, it's looking very good. No spiders. Lovely.
They're going to chat GPT my head.
Ramsey gets all the spiders out for me.
Yeah, lovely. With a comb. That's beautiful. And Herx, how are you, my friend?
Good, mate. Morning, listeners. Good to be back. Had a week off last show, so I actually listened in on the way to see the MCP boys, or the members, going for all that with Johnny Hatzis. So, yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, that's it, mate. There's a bit going on.
I was pretty quiet yesterday. Not much happened yesterday.
Yeah, not much.
We had some school photos.
Not much at all, right?
School photos. The light was that bright that they were shining in our eyes. I reckon I have my eyes closed for probably 50% of them. So
brighter than my future.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Have you had your beard tapered in there as well, Warwick? Looks like you've had a line up there.
I told you, I've been all over it. Mate.
When you go to the Habibs at Northland Shopping Centre, they do what they want. Right?
They piss
you could set your watch to that line up on that beard, mate. Habib, looks fantastic.
It was a good one. I'm surprised.
100%.
Surprised you don't have like a band in the bottom of it.
Oh,
if you went to the Habibs, right?
Yeah. Oh, mate. There was no wax in my ears or up my nose.
I love that.
Lovely, lovely. Yeah. And Pickles, what's been happening, my friend? There's always something going on in your area.
Lots going on. I was away for a couple of weeks. I was away in America for a week, and then I had some personal stuff going on with my family. I had a death in the family, RIP, to my mother-in-law. I'll just shout that out there, which is a bit of a shock to the family. But yeah, came back into it. And me and you have started negotiating these fab shop agreements.
Yep, for the sprinkler fitters.
Yep, so they were a little bit of a mess, to be honest with you. So the members have been good. They've told us what they wanted in their agreement. Obviously, we're compiling their log of claims. Just trying to build the relationship with these companies again after previous years. So, no, I think we're making some progress, Rust. Always good to work with you. So, yeah, going through that process with them. And, yeah, just getting around, mate. Just getting around to the companies, getting around, seeing our reps. And as Warwick said, yeah, just we're going to be having some updates to our social and our web page as well. Well overdue to our page, I think.
I think I've updated the web page since 2005.
Yeah, I think
it gets updated.
It's yeah.
The style.
I think it was maybe done with...
Napster.
A bunch of crayons.
Yeah, so yeah, no, it's good to see that. So guys, you'll obviously see some updates to our website with photos and a little bit of information about each organiser, et cetera, and hopefully a little bit easier to navigate for everyone. So
that's it, who we are and what we are.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Also, coming up to the EBA, speaking of EBAs, next year, guys, me and Herx, we had a couple of conversations with people about what they were inquiring about wanting in the EBAs, and God, we've actually got some really good ideas already. So, guys, you got ideas, write them down, come to a general, come to a next gen, whatever you want to do, and then, yeah, go from there.
Speak to the on-site rep, speak to an organiser.
Yeah, 100%.
This is where it starts. Like I said, we've got some great ideas already off the bat from the members. So
yeah, we've been getting some good ones as well, mate.
So, yeah, that's where, at the end of the day, we become a little bit disenfranchised. Not we try not to be, but in all honesty, we become a little bit disconnected from what's going on site sometimes. So, guys, your ideas are the best ideas. Please let us know and go from there. But that's about all, Russ. Just happy to be here.
Well, that's it. Well, it's their agreement at the end of the day. And it's, you know, if whatever they want in it, it's up to them. Because they're the ones that obviously, you know, enjoy the enterprise bargaining agreement. God love them. So that's it, mate. 100%, in a nutshell.
Mate.
So, Wazza, what's been happening, buddy?
Oh, mate, we've been busy, you and I. We've been travelling around together a bit more these days.
Yep. Like the Lehman Brothers.
Right. The best two looking in the whole joint. So we're going all right. So been busy. A lot of off-site stuff. That's just deteriorating at a rapid rate, so that's good fun. I'll be back at Fair Work next week.
Oh, you go there, you might as well just set up a bed there.
Yeah, me and Killer, high five on the way in and out.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
That's good fun. But yeah, there's a bit going on in the wild world of civil. Just a bit going on everywhere, really. It's sort of, St Kilda Road's taking a bit of a slowdown. Some of the jobs that are meant to be coming out the ground are taking a bit longer to get there. So,
it's dollars and cents, isn't it? When you put 30% on top of a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
that's right. All of a sudden,
the RBA's
the cost of plumbing materials has gone up 60-70%. So, I'd hate to think what the rest of it's done.
When you're looking at even just stuff like Rio and steel and all this sort of stuff, and even our sprinkler pipe, I know, man, Rusty, we were having the conversation when we were out at the Fab Shop last week. All of that pipe comes out of the UAE. Which is, you sort of think China maybe, but all of it comes out of the UAE.
The Strait of Hormuz.
Exactly right, a bit of hummus and dip. So, it does affect those things, doesn't it?
It's wild. You know, you thought COVID sort of knocked the industry around with the cost of material and the cost to build and everything like that. But when it's the fuel that's costing you, it doesn't limit to a specific material. It's the whole industry, whether it's the cartage of bringing it here or if it's a byproduct from the fuel to make the pipes or the conduits or whatever it might be. But, you know, I think the government's out there having a crack trying to secure a bit more. So hopefully we see some change and these buildings start coming out the ground again.
Well, the Geelong refinery blew up, so that was obviously a bonus, right? Happened at the right time. So, but you're right. There's a fuel surcharge now in relation to obviously getting pipe and different sorts of materials or plumbing products, obviously, to the job and so forth, you know. And as Pickles said, you know, when we did catch up with the prefab yards, same as the sprinkler pipe, there's a bit of a surcharge now. It hasn't really impacted them as of yet, but the PVC or the resin that makes the product, I guess you could say, which is the PVC, obviously that's having a much larger impact on our industry or construction industry. So,
there was a lot of chat around our industry during COVID about, imagine if we still manufactured things. Well, that conversation's come back around again. They've had a few years to actually start and nothing's happened and we're back in the same situation. So.
Yep, it's like back being in COVID, except with no disease. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
There's still plenty of diseases out there.
Yeah.
Four of us are riddled with them.
Yeah, crabs. Right, we won't go there. I'll get kicked off. Herx, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, going well, mate, going well. Yep. It's been quite busy, like the rest of us, sort of one in, one out for me. So I had Scruff finish up down at Kane's Monash Uni project in Parkville on Friday. So shout out to Scruff, done an outstanding job. I anticipated 30 to 40 members. We had 80 on the job at one point. Mm. So he really had his work cut out with about 8 different companies on the job.
Good CFMU delegate out there too.
Great CFMU delegate. He had a couple. So Batters done the first part. And then Lee came in and took over. So two great blokes. Job was very difficult in terms of being a refurb and the dust and the mess everywhere. But between them and credit to even Kane's out there as well, like it was. Sorry, it was.
How dare you?
It was a very difficult job. Navigated quite well with the consultation of the safety committee throughout. Was always there and they were listened to. And credit to Scruff. As I said, he's on to his next job now in Richmond. I don't know he's calling you now. Now, credit to Scruff. Yeah, he's got to his next job in Richmond under you, Pickles, with another different company. So, shout out to him. And Tass, we've heard up Tass at the WAPAC data centre.
We did too.
Last week, myself and Warwick. So, it's going to be a small fit out of 90 million at the data centre, but we had 30 members there. So, Sparkers had about 200. But we had about 30. And sometimes
they're always service trade heavy, those jobs.
Very service heavy, yeah. There's actually no sanitary plumbers, there's no roofers. It's just fire and mechanical. So he jumps out nice and early, got TAS on there, and yeah, he do a great job. Be out there for the rest of the year. Next stage is huge. So out there at that Wattpack side, the AI specific data center.
Lovely.
And the thing is with these data centers, as you said, these things are getting refurbed and retrofitted every 7 years. So it's just going to be
quicker
a
now. It's quicker now.
Going to be quicker. Yeah. Is it? It's just going to be a
rolling. Technology is advancing so quick. This one's it's been like 2 years.
Yeah, so crazy. What? And it's $90 million.
Yep.
Jeez.
Moving with the times.
They are. Very,
moving with the times.
They are. What else is moving with the times is that Royal Melbourne Hospital. That's officially been launched. Icon have picked that project up. So it's going to be a huge four-year project. It'll be a bit of a refurb, service relocation works, and it'll be a demo of half the hospital while the hospital is still running, the emergency department. They're going to build a brand new sort of hospital on the side on the Royal Park. And so that's going to be a big project.
It was interesting meeting up with Steve, the operations manager from Icon.
He expected to catch up with one person and 10 organisers.
10 organisers rolled up, right? He almost had a heart attack. He was about to get his walking stick out and hit us on the head with it.
I don't think he was the only one having a heart attack there. We might mention this person's name on air, but there was someone sitting behind us as well. And
I didn't see that one.
She walked in and then went, "Oh, I say too much about these guys on the radio," and then walked out.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll touch on that after the meeting. Yes. Very, very, very
horrible person.
What about you, Russ? What's you fucking busy? Sorry, you're busy, mate. I'm gonna drop one. I've dropped two in a row, I think.
There's lots going on.
He was taken off the radio for that.
Obviously, we had the we had the Next Gen last week. It was a fabulous turnout for Geelong Next Gen. Obviously, me and all the boys caught up down there. Obviously, James and Luke did a ripper job in relation to representing the Next Gen down there for Geelong. Did a fabulous job. Spoke about a few things. Had a few special guests come out, like we always do, and have a chat to the boys. You know, Simply Finance was one of the representatives out there. Obviously, you know, flaunting what they do for our members as well. So, which is obviously with loans and cars and all that sort of stuff, which is fabulous. And it was good information. There was some good questions, good feedback, and you know, it was a well-attended event. There was about 50 or 60-odd blokes down there, so it was a very well-attended event, as we always do with the Next Gen. And there was a lot of new young faces, I guess you could say, down there, so it was reasonably pretty good. There's a few organisers down there as well, including myself and a few other representatives from the union, from the hierarchy.
Did Ramsey turn up?
He zoomed in.
Yeah, you got more chance of, I won't say...
He was never...
Doing great. Something with Pamela Anderson, no, but anyway... No,
and Simply Finance are a pretty impressive outfit, aren't they? They were good.
Yeah, no, they did. So they did the Melbourne Next Gen, and then obviously it's like anything, it just follows on to the Next Gen down in Geelong. Mm. So it was well attended and well spoken about.
That was at Trades Hall, wasn't it?
Correct, yep, at Geelong Trades Hall, because there's a bit of an extension going on at...
bit of development going at Pike.
At PICAC, as we call it.
Did you do a tour?
Yes. We did a little bit of a tour at the start, went and saw everything we needed to see. Right, the stairs were like back from 1700, right? I was waiting for someone to collapse down them.
Was there any bullet holes like in Melbourne or no bullet holes?
No bullet holes, mate, right? No bullet holes, but just a few fishing rods, right? God love them. So there's always something going on there. Obviously, went and voted up Angus, or Gus as we call him, you and me was, down at Palladium off Queen's Parade, Hickory job. Six towers out there to the tune of $290 million. You've got gas works across the road. That's, we did get told that was one stage. Now it's been broken into three. First stage is around anywhere between 150 to 200 million. Hickory have picked that up. There's potentially the next stage is HASA. And then we're hearing either Hickory or HASA for the third stage. So that's in all due course. And that's literally across the road on Queen's Parade.
That's a busy little precinct there.
It is,
will
mate.
Be when that all gets going.
100%. Then you got Henny up the road, right there, one of the new builders, or not new builders, they've been around for a few years, but they're sort of the new kids on the block, obviously doing the right thing, are going to be using enterprise bargaining agreement, sanitary, mechanical and fire companies, obviously like anything, they've got a few old jobs, old money, but new jobs, obviously new money, they'll be obviously going full-blown EBA, which is what we like, and it's obviously like anything with our enterprise bargaining agreement contractors, they're obviously a lot more diligent in relation to getting the work done, as one would say. So yeah, there's a bit going on, mate, in the area. Obviously Jam Factory, the second stage has kicked off now, right? The piling rigs are out there, all that sort of stuff. That's $700 million, that's HASA. Highbury have now secured that contract.
Oh, how good is that?
For hydraulic.
It's great.
Mechanical, Auscool, I'm hearing, has secured the mechanical contract, and fire is still to be let. So, you know, just in that one street, it's about $2.1 billion, and there will be a third stage as well. So there is a lots going on. Northern Hospital, John Holland have now landed out at the Northern Hospital. That's $700 million. They're just doing a bit of relocation service work off Cooper Street there. Then you've got the Northern Hospital Private across the road. That's $66 million. That started. The piling rigs are out there. That's Kane Construction. Cook and Dowsett are out there, obviously. Not as far as yet, but there's sort of they've picked up the contract and just doing a few temporaries and so forth. Woz, you've come out there with me before
fair
as well.
Fair bit of piling to get done out there.
Correct.
Building on the old quarry.
That's right.
Landfill.
And obviously the last stage where well. the ambulance depot at the back of Northern Hospital, that's just been finished by Canes. There's only about a month left. So in saying that, that's just a continual stage upon stage as far as the growth factor goes. So that is just terrific.
If there was ever a hospital that needed development, it's that one.
Definitely, yeah.
It looked like a regional bloody community health centre.
Well, you got to go in there for a knife or a gun, otherwise you get slugged.
Sound right? Like the McDonald's across the road here.
Yeah, mate. Like the Wild West this morning.
It definitely, definitely. But in saying that, guys, we're halfway through. We're going to kick over to a bit of a song. Pickles have chosen this one, right? A bit of a tribute. Old Pickles wanted this one. God love him. And, you know, let's put it on for all time's sake.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. What? The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
And just like that, we're back. Big Papa, right? God, he used to rock and roll back in the day. Everyone used to love him when he got shot, and there was his funeral. Obviously, it was well attended. So in Brooklyn there, so God love him. But anyway.
He used to play the song when I was a DJ all the time.
Yeah, such a good song.
You don't say that out loud. Hurts you, DJ.
What was DJ. Used,
yeah, I was, yeah. On the platter's the murder.
Woz used to be Big Papa, now he's Little Papa.
Yeah. Yes.
I was always Little Papa. Depends how you looked at
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There's nothing left of Woz. But you're right. Far out. Greg George, everyone's calling me this morning. Anyway.
Get lots of phone calls. We're on radio.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. That's
thought
what
they'd
we
be
like.
Listening.
That's what we like, yeah. But yeah, true.
100%, not too bad at all, mate.
But
not
yeah, nah. So what else? What else, Pickles? What else is on the cards, my friend?
I'm just trying to think about our next public holiday or our next holiday or something like that. But
King's birthday.
Oh, is he a king now?
King Charles.
Yeah. So no, King. Just looking forward to that. But yeah, no, there's a bit going on, Rust, in my world and stuff
like
that.
You got a big holiday, yeah.
Yeah, coming up. Good. So yeah, I think probably. I'm going to do, yeah. That will, yeah, next radio show, there'll be a big announcement. Go from there, mate. So
yeah, big announcement, hang on to your panties.
Exactly right. Listen in 2 weeks' time for this big announcement.
That's
go from there, Rust, but yeah.
No, we won't go there. No, lovely. No, so, no, that was obviously... That was pretty reasonably good. All right.
Well played.
Well played. Straight butt, mate. Always with a straight butt.
Tried to undo old Pickles there, but he's too switched on for that. Yeah. And you're rocking the new top there as well, or new jumper, as one would say, right?
Yeah, pinched one from Raw. That's
Plumbers
good.
Union Apprentice Program, right? We don't Women's give enough.
How good's that program going at the moment, with all due respect?
Yeah, like Raw GTO. Right?
Like it. Everyone's working. It's going well.
It is, mate. Yeah.
Rach is all over it. She's 100%. Doing a great job.
The brains of the organisation.
Oh, Rockstar as well. God, you guys.
Do they only make those shirts in extra large?
His little bald head would be bobbing around right now.
No, we saw him yesterday. Rocky came in, gave us a bit of a report. So
yeah, that's it.
It's all the apprentices going all right. Well.
Yep, no, he did, mate. And they're doing a phenomenal job, I must say. So obviously, like anything, there's a lot of jobs coming up. Social procurement is obviously a big factor in any sort of government sort of contract these days, or any sort of government project. So we like to facilitate with women and our Indigenous procurement. So we're all over that. So, but yeah, everyone's working at the moment. So in saying that, well, any new
everyone.
Applicants?
Not everyone. So
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, there's I've actually had a few calls. People looking for work, and literally I've had the phone call, called me, and then they've. Called an employer, and then a lot of them have been getting on, which is good to see for everyone. It's
mechanical's going feral at the moment.
Yeah,
It's pretty hard to not get a job in mechanical.
Does
you've got a bit of history there.
Yeah, that's right.
I think sanitary's slowed down a little bit more, but definitely the blue collar gold boom in data centers. It's mechanical heavy. So
I'll tell you what, if you were smart, you'd open up a medical gas business, right?
One. We said this yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, mate, if anyone was intelligent, you'd open up a medical gas business.
You just got to run it properly.
You just need to run it properly, right, and not run it into the ground. And let me tell you, because at the moment there's one contractor that's got the market absolutely cornered, right?
They're a great contractor
as well. And they're a good contractor, Medigas, right? And
It's nice to give companies a shout-out when they're doing the right thing. And they're
also promote a bit of healthy competition.
Yeah, 100%.
And if I'm not mistaken, they're from Ballarat. So
great bunch of guys. The members are fantastic. Yeah. They're out of Scruff's job.
Yep.
All the boys out there, Turbo and that, great bunch of members.
We shouldn't tap a boss on the shoulder either, but he's actually a really good bloke as well. I'm trying to remember what his name was, but he's another guy.
My mate Ivan works for him, old Highbury boy, as well. So they're fabulous companies. So, but in saying that, guys, we're towards the end. So we'll give a shout out, cheerios, no?
We'll go. Yeah, we'll give a shout out to obviously the members who have seen a post over the weekend, Anzac Day post, a big shout out to Amanda and all the people who have served our country. We've got potential reps coming up that I think we've got a current rep.
Jason Fisley, well done, brother. Served a couple of tours.
One day we'll be organised and we'll do a whip around, we'll find all the members and we'll put a big post together.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a mad scramble at the end, but luckily...
We made it happen.
Luckily I know Amanda... And I'm good friends with her husband, so it was an easy one to put together at the last minute. Thanks to you, Herx, as well.
Well done, Herx.
That's what we do.
There's an acknowledgement there to everyone that served in any capacity.
It's a thankless task, and it's a targeted task at times, being in the Defence Force. I won't get too much into it because maybe it's not the right space. But, guys, we do think of you. I know that I've got a big military history in my family, as I'm sure a lot of us do. So, as Herx said... Yeah, pretty proud and big day for this country.
You think there's like one or two, but there's probably 20, 30, 40 members that have actually
served.
Yeah. That's correct. Yep.
And then in the past, just think of our union's been around for a long time. First, Second World War, there would have been, would be quite an interesting thing to look into, I think, how many of our members actually died in wars as well. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's a great opportunity to talk about Uncle Rick.
Yeah.
Of Pathway.
100%.
He spoke at the Dawn Service. He led the march. Proud Indigenous man, and even prouder of his service history and his family's service history, and it goes back a long way. And there was a write up in The Age, and I think on the ABC and the RSL website about him, his family's struggles, and the injustices dealt upon them on return from World War One. Can't make amends for it now, but we can always acknowledge it. So
100%, boys. No, I appreciate you, Russ.
Good on you.
G'day, boys. Appreciate all the calls as well, guys. I'll get back to you. See you.
G'day, boys.
Adios. Gather around, people. I tell you a story. An 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesey. Vincent Lingyari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat, money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
The Ringy were working for nothing but rations, but once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand. Gurindji were working for nothing but rations, but once they had gathered the wealth of the land,